Placing pieces of the rich history of college football together, this is Coastal Connection, where every member of the Atlantic Coast Conference is spotlighted right here with me, your host, Dan Tortora. Very happy to have you here on WakeUpCallDT.com, as well as those on the Wake Up Call DT free app that you can get with any Apple product or on the Google Play Store. To get the Wake Up Call DT show app, which has over 400 shows, simply go to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E, for your Apple products, iPad, iPod, iPhone. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. And for the Google Play Store, simply search Wake Up Call DT. All one word, Wake Up Call, D as in Dan, T as in Thomas, and that will get you your free app for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora as well. So thank you for everyone that's tuning in, however you're tuning in. Coastal Connection gives you a look at every single piece of the Atlantic Coast Conference. This show concentrating on ACC football, taking a look at every single team that comprises the Atlantic Coast Conference when it comes to football. And you will hear my conversations with every coach. Spoken to all of them, up and down the East Coast. There's not one coach you will not hear from in Coastal Connection. We'll begin with Miami Hurricanes head coach Al Golden, who goes up in the early game of the week for the ACC on a Thursday night game against Virginia Tech. So right after Al Golden, you'll hear my conversation with Virginia Tech Hokies head coach Frank Beamer. Then we'll move on to the matchups of the weekend, Saturday, October 25th. So North Carolina head coach, North Carolina Tar Heels, Larry Fedora will join me first, followed by his opponent, Virginia head coach Mike London of the Cavs, who will be home for their homecoming against the Tar Heels. Then you will hear from Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets head coach Paul Johnson in his conversation with me here on Coastal Connection on WakeUpCallDT.com. And the team that Georgia Tech will be going on the road to face, Pittsburgh Panthers, their head coach Paul Christ will join me right after Paul Johnson. Then we'll move on to the Boston College at Wake Forest matchup. We'll hear first from Boston College head coach Steve Adazio, as the Eagles coach will be talking with me here on Coastal Connection, followed by Wake Forest Demon Deacons head coach Dave Clawson. Then, in the late game of Saturday, October 25th, we'll go over to my conversation with Syracuse Orange head coach Scott Schaefer, followed by his opponent on the road in Death Valley. We'll hear from Clemson Tigers head coach Dabo Swinney, who will be talking with me, and you will hear from those teams that are off this week as well. You'll hear from Florida State Seminoles head coach Jimbo Fisher, as well as the Louisville Cardinals head coach Bobby Petrino. And after that, you will hear from Duke head coach David Cutcliffe, and Dave Doran of NC State. So every single coach of the Atlantic Coast Conference when it comes to football is here with me on Coastal Connection right here and only here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the Wake Up Call DT free app for any of your Apple products and on the Google Play Store by searching Wake Up Call DT. Thank you so much for tuning in. So many coaches to talk with, plenty to come here. Every single one of the 14 coaches of the Atlantic Coast Conference with football will be covered. Atlantic Division and Coastal Division, going by matchups and then talking to the teams that have the week off in the sense of they're not playing a game, but no bye week is a week off, and you'll find out why as you hear from those coaches as well. Right here with me, Dan Tortora, on WakeUpCallDT.com, Coastal Connection. We head to the first game after this break to hear from our partners of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image. creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreissigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreissigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's fanhands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S, pizzeria. .com. Cam's Pizzeria, truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Welcome back here to Coastal Connection on WakeUpCallDT.com and your WakeUpCallDT free app. Up first is the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, and that is Al Golden in my conversation with him, audio courtesy of the Atlantic Coast Conference teleconference.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Just wanted to look at the key areas during the bye week for you that you assessed that you really feel have helped you moving forward, some of those areas that you really wanted to look into.
Again, I think, you know, from an overall team standpoint, we assessed certain areas that we wanted to improve. I asked the coordinators to do it for the units, and then I asked each position coach to think about, you know, two or three things that they needed to get, you know, improved during the bye week. That was our main focus.
Coach, just wanted to ask you here about your quarterback and how you've seen Brad's growth at this point in the season. You know, there's been some struggle on the road, but just how you've seen him excel and where he's at going into this type of game.
Well, I think he's protecting the football better right now and playing with more confidence and more poise. And I think, you know, overall the offense is you know, doing a good job supporting him and rallying around him. So I think he's grown throughout the year. And you've got to continue to protect the ball and take what they give them and not try to force anything.
On the other side of that matchup, Virginia Tech Hokies head coach Frank Beamer is now with me. He's the home team in this Miami at Virginia Tech matchup. And this is what Frank Beamer had to say in our conversation, courtesy of the ACC teleconference.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in the last game against Pittsburgh, a little bit of a struggle there with their defense. What can you take away moving forward from playing a team like that and facing a defense like that? What did you kind of learn from your offense?
Well, you got to play better. Play more consistent. Play better. Get rid of penalties before the ball is snapped. You know, that need to be able to run the football. And you get that done, it takes care of some other things.
And then as far as this matchup, as you just talked about a couple minutes ago, with Miami coming in, what can you say about what you've taken away from them on film and how you kind of define this team that you're going to be seeing coming in this week?
Very athletic, very well coached. You know, like I said, they played a difficult schedule. But, you know, teams, and I feel this way, you know, you get to be a better football team by playing better people, and I think they're improving all the time, and they're doing a good job with their program, and we know we got a tremendous, tremendous challenge here tomorrow night against Miami.
We now head to the weekend games. First off, North Carolina, the UNC Tar Heels head coach Larry Fedora, and I had this conversation going into their road matchup with the Virginia Cavaliers.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thanks for asking. I know, obviously, in this last week against Georgia Tech in that 48-43 win that broke that four-game losing streak for you, what can you say about the environment around the program right now to get back on the winning side of things, just how practice has gone and how the team has responded since they got a win over a pretty successful team this year?
Yeah, you know, I would say within the program, the team has not changed a whole lot. I mean, we have, even when we were in that, you know, four-loss streak there, I mean, the guys were not down. They were not depressed. I mean, they were anxious to get back into the win column. They were, you know, they kept believing, kept working hard. I mean, the practice yesterday was really good, but it's been good on all of our Tuesdays. I haven't had any problems with it. They've really had good attitudes. Now, you know, this gives a, you know, this just a win makes everybody feel better, makes the people outside of the program feel better about themselves. But the kids, I don't think the kids have ever really questioned themselves. They know that if they just get some of the mistakes corrected, have fewer penalties, we have a chance to win football games.
And then as far as leadership on the team, you know, even in that four-game skid and as you continue to move forward here, who are some of those guys that have stepped up for you in the locker room and kept that positive attitude, like you said, instead of being depressed, anxious to get back in the win column? Who are some of those guys stepping forward?
Well, Marquise Williams continues to do it on offense, Jack Tabb, Landon Turner, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, I'd say it's Norquitas Otis. Jeff Schottmer has stepped up and is really improving. And so, you know, Tim Scott continues to do his part. So we've had guys that have stepped up and continue to be positive.
Now to the other side of the matchup, this is my conversation with Mike London, head coach of the Virginia Cavaliers, who are home for their homecoming game against the UNC Tar Heels.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Hi, Dan. Good. Thank you.
Obviously, with this being a homecoming game and an important game in general on the season, what can you say about, you know, the environment and your expectations of a game like this and fans coming out, playing, you know, playing obviously in homecoming, which is a special moment in the season, no matter what year it is?
Well, you know, yeah, every game is a critical game for us, and particularly, you know, the last few opportunities for a group of seniors that are going out. You know, we have one more after this game, and, you know, again, the things that go along with this game being a homecoming game, your alumni come back in, and so it's important that, you know, we be very competitive and do the things necessary in order to give us a chance to win on the field. So our guys are looking forward to it, you know. Lost last week, you know, now you put those things behind you and you move forward into doing the things that have enabled us to win, you know, some games this year. And so we're looking forward to see what type of team that we have coming off, you know, coming off a tough loss.
And you talk about some guys coming back. Just what you've seen as the head coach there at Virginia and how Virginia welcomes back in alumni and what some of those former players can mean if you were to, I don't know if you're planning on it, but if they were to come in and talk to the team or be around the team.
Well, you know, we don't know if they're going to come in and talk to the team, but our team knows that they're very present. Our team knows that they're a proud Virginia alumni all over the country. And, you know, every school has this particular day where they have a homecoming day where, you know, a lot of them have a chance to come back, not just student-athletes, football players, but a proud alumni. So, you know, it's important because it's a home game. It's important because it's a coastal game for us, and it's important because, you know, we still have a chance to fulfill some of the goals that the players, you know, talked about, you know, when the season started. So all those things are important, but the most important thing is to get an opportunity to win.
We'll now head to the Georgia Tech-Pittsburgh matchup, starting first with the road team, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, in my conversation with Paul Johnson, audio for Coastal Connection this week, courtesy of the ACC teleconference.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Good.
I know that you just addressed the fact that the team needs to play better, obviously coming off those two losses to Duke and North Carolina. What were some of the key areas that you've tried to address in practice going into this Pittsburgh game, knowing how physical of a team they've been and how their defense has played this year?
Well, we just got to do what we do. Our big issue in the last game wasn't as much offensively as it was getting the other team off the field. So, you know, I usually focus more on what we do than the other team. But you're right. I think Pitt is very good defensively.
And then as far as your passing side of the ball, I know obviously when it comes to running the ball, Georgia Tech does it better than most. But what you can say about your quarterback in Thomas and how he's evolved and maybe where you need him to be or still need some of that work, just how you can assess his play so far?
Well, I think he's played very well. I mean, you know, we've hit some plays in the passing game and we've missed some. But overall, I think that, you know, minus the Duke game where I think he got a little bit dinged and hurt, I think he's gotten better every game and played well.
After speaking with Paul Johnson, it's now time to hear from the home team, Pittsburgh Panthers head coach Paul Christ, who's here with me on Coastal Connection on WakeUpCallDT.com and your Wake Up Call DT free app.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Good, Dan. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good.
Obviously, going up against a team like Georgia Tech, you have to handle something, you know, obviously the triple option, which they do better than most, if not the best in the country. What have you done to kind of assess that in practice?
Well, I mean, you know, we've, you know, you try to spend time, make sure your scout team understands it, and you got guys in the right spots, but, you know, it's hard to duplicate, and certainly not going to run it as well as they do. And, you know, Paul's, you know, he's a heck of an offensive coach and knows his offense and so does a great job of countering, you know, how you're attacking it, and so no doubt it's a challenge. You know, you've got to play disciplined assignment football, and that's just to give yourself a chance, and then you still got to make plays, and you know, I think they're you know, that's the challenge that it presents.
And then on your side, how would you define this Pittsburgh team this year for you and what you've seen out of the talent that you have? I mean, you're going into this game 4-3, but as far as the environment that you're seeing with the team right now? How would you define this team going into the game?
Well, I mean, I like the way we played, far from perfect, but I like the energy and, I think we're playing as a team right now. You got to continue to do it. But, defensively, we're best when we get a lot of contribution from, a bunch of guys. Last year it wasn't that. It was more, one guy kind of deservedly so stealing the headline. And our strength is in numbers. And, offensively, we've just got to, I think, be, more consistent.
We'll take a step aside here on Coastal Connection. Wake Up Call, DT.com is your home for it, as well as your free Wake Up Call DT app. To download the app for your Apple products, iPhone, iPad, and iPod, simply go to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile to download the app for all of your Apple products free. And for those using the Google Play Store, simply search Wake Up Call DT. It's as easy as that. Wake Up Call DT, all one word, and download the app for free. I thank everyone that's downloaded the app and is enjoying over 400 shows. As soon as they're loaded, they're there forever. You will always be able to go back and listen to all of your favorite shows, including Coastal Connection, on the Wake Up Call DT app, as well as on wakeupcalldt.com. Plenty of the action. You'll hear it as soon as it comes out and whenever you're available to listen to it. So if a show is put on to wakeupcalldt.com and the Wake Up Call DT free app, and you're at work, you're taking care of the kids, you're swimming, you're snowmobiling, whatever you're doing, when you get an opportunity to listen to the show, it will be there for you. That is the benefit of being with Dan Totora Broadcast Media. The shows are always on. The articles are always available. The videos are always playing. You will never have a moment where there's not something for you as a sports fan and a fan of great stories and leaders in the community as well. I thank everyone for tuning in, and I thank everybody that makes this possible, including the ACC for the teleconference audio that you're hearing here on Coastal Connection, a show that you will only find through Dan Totora Broadcast Media. We'll be back in just a few minutes after you hear from the partners that help do great things in the community and continue to work with me in doing so.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm gonna be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear, and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum. Jim Lee created this book, 15 Feet for Free, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport. But at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today. Welcome back here to Coastal Connection on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the Wake Up Call DT free app. You heard from Miami, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Virginia, Georgia Tech, and Pittsburgh, all the head coaches in Coastal Connection, and we continue with Boston College at Wake Forest, that matchup this week, starting first with the Boston College Eagles head coach, Steve Adazio, talking with me, audio courtesy of the ACC teleconference.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Good, Dan. How you doing?
Doing well. Tyler Murphy, for you, obviously, being most successful as far as passing and running the ball, what can you say about his dual threat and what he's meant to you this season and just kind of how you assess his talent so far?
Well, first off, he's a leader for our team. You know, he's got great leadership skills, and that's what's most important for a quarterback. And, of course, what he's brought to us is a real dual threat quarterback, a guy that can throw it, a guy that can run it. And I think he gets better every week. I mean, he hadn't played a lot of football before coming here. That's what's, kind of unique. He played a few games at Florida, but you know, as a quarterback, you need more than that. So he's getting better every week, and you can see the development not only in games but in practice. So I'm really excited about him.
And then as far as Dave Clawson, he had described you a little bit earlier on, and obviously haven't known you for a while, and I know you talked about Wake Forest itself, but what can you say about him as a coach and as a leader and what you've been able to take away from him, knowing him for the last 15, 20 years?
Listen, Dave Clawson's been successful everywhere he's been. He's won everywhere, and he will win at Wake Forest. He's a great football coach. He's a tremendous guy, number one. But he's a really great football coach. And, having played against him, when I was at Temple, but I knew Dave long before that and have watched his teams. I think they're really well coached. I think he's really bright and smart. And I think he has a great handle on not just offense and defensive schemes, but on the development of a football team. And honestly, I see that on the tape right now. We're both young programs in terms of, I've been here a year, Dave just got there. But you watch the tape and you can already see he's maximizing his football team right now. And he will continue to do that. And he's a sincere, honest guy, and I have the most respect for him. And really, that's what I've told our team. And that's why I know getting ready for this game, they're going to have a great plan. They're going to be meticulous and they're going to be well prepared. And that's what I'm really worried about right there, that he and his staff will have a great plan put together for his team.
We now move on to the home team, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons and Dave Clawson, who joins me now on Coastal Connection, courtesy of ACC Teleconference Audio.
Hey, Coach. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. I know you alluded to Steve Adazio a little bit there, talking about the offensive line and the up front for their offense being like him and characteristic of him. What can you say about what you take away from him as a coach and the respect that you have for somebody like him as you go into this game?
Well, I've known Steve for, 15, 20 years. And We were in the same conference together when he was the head coach at Temple, and I was at Bowling Green. And Steve is he's an excellent football coach, and his teams play with an edge, and you know, a certain hallmark of a Steve Adazio coach team is it's going to be a very, very physical game. I mean, our teams played each other in the MAC conference, and you played Temple. You knew they were going to come off the ball. You knew they were going to be physical on defense. And you know, if you look at their front, I mean, they come off the ball like nobody that we've played this year. And that's certainly a testament, you know, to Steve and his coaching staff of how well those guys are playing right now. I mean, they're an excellent rushing football team, one of the very best in the country.
And then as far as you said, you know, there are some positives that you've been able to take despite having, you know, the recent three-game losing streak. What are some, outside of the kicking game, when you look at offense and defense as well, what are some of those positives that you're seeing move forward, either from your quarterback or some of your leaders on the defensive side that you're taking into this game against Boston College?
Well, the positive, I think, as a program is I feel our players are still playing hard and playing with effort. We're getting more and more guys that are playable on the defensive side of the ball. This past game, we played 17 players, I think 15 snaps or more, which a couple of weeks ago we were only playing, you know, 12 or 13 guys that many snaps. So we have some younger players in the program that are doing a much better job learning how to practice, learning how to prepare. And so we're building depth on that side of the football. Offensively, it's baby steps. You know, our guys continue to compete. You know, we're just, again, I've said this all year, we're at times very overmatched up front. And we're just playing some guys that are probably playing before they're ready, but they continue to play hard and scrap. And you know, again, for 20 minutes there, I felt great about the Syracuse game. We had a good balance going. We were running the football. We had a good mix. And, you know, like a lot of teams, if you lose your starting quarterback, there's going to be some fall off, and it was pretty severe for us. And certainly Des Wortham has come on at tailback, and he's put together two nice games for us, which makes you feel that position in the running game is at least, you know, it's still not good, but it's at least going in the positive direction. And, you know, I think when you are as a program that we are right now, you're looking for individual improvement in practice. And you know, the concern is as you're struggling, just keeping guys playing hard and keeping them engaged. And I think the leaders in our program have done a nice job of doing that.
The late game of the day, Syracuse on the road in Death Valley to face Clemson. You'll hear my conversation right now with the Syracuse Orange head coach, Scott Schaefer, and then we'll follow with Dabo Swinney. Here's Scott Schaefer talking with me about the Syracuse Orange.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Hi, Dan.
A.J. Long, just what you've been able to see from him. I know you talked about him a little bit there and being the third string coming into the season, but how you've seen him, obviously him get his first victory as a starter last week.
Yeah, he did a nice job. I thought he did a good job against Florida State and did a very good job against Wake Forest. I know he wishes he could have a couple reads back. But, you know, I think he was 22 of 32 maybe. So a pretty good day, you know. Pleased with the way he competes. And he's learning, you know. He's learning on the run. And, you know, Coach Lester's trying to put him in situations where he can, you know, make plays and not be forced to do some things that are maybe in the higher learning curve. So he's doing a good job for us.
And then as far as, you know, you having a defensive mind and being the coordinator formerly for Syracuse, knowing what Robert Welsh and what Mike Robinson and John Raymond and all the guys were able to do in that game to get two defensive touchdowns, just what you can say about your defense and how they've been able to help the offense a lot this season.
Right. Well, you know, the whole goal is to try to keep them a point under what we could score. So anytime they go out and have a performance like they did against Wake, you feel good about it. But let's also, you know, stay in the real world, understanding, you know, Wake has really struggled on offense this year. So as much as I was pleased with that performance, we also have to look at it in relative terms and understand that this week going into Clemson will be a great challenge for our kids with all the skill they have on offense at Clemson and a very talented front offensive line. You know, it's going to be a hell of a battle for us to try to earn a little bit of respect from a great team. So, very pleased with the performance, but we're now moved on from there and getting ready to focus in on this next game down at Clemson.
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to follow up here a little bit. Going into Death Valley, obviously you talked about that a little bit in preparing the team. How do you feel the guys have been able to respond to all of the changes that have been going on with quarterback and with coaches and everything? I know you talk a lot about keeping the team like a family and building them as men. How do you feel they've been able to respond to their environment so far?
I think they've done a great job with it. Very proud of them. We're a tight-knit unit. Everyone understands that roles change, and then you focus in on your responsibilities at hand. And very pleased with the staff, very pleased with the players, and looking forward to continuing this season out as a family.
Heading on to the home team, Clemson Tigers, there's a reason why they call it Death Valley. They want to make this matchup very difficult for the Syracuse Orange. Clemson Tigers, though, head coach Dabo Swinney has respect for the Syracuse Orange and their young quarterback. He's talking with me, courtesy of the ACC teleconference audio, right here on Coastal Connection, which you'll only find on WakeUpCallDT.com through Dan Satora Broadcast Media and the Wake Up Call DT free app for your Apple and Google Play products.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
You talked a little bit about how Syracuse's quarterback, you feel, has sparked their team a little bit. What can you say about what you've seen from A.J. Long on film and what you took away from him so far?
Well, he's kind of got a little bit of a gunslinger mentality. He throws a dart. I mean, he really does. He's got a strong arm. He's accurate, throws a nice deep ball. I mean, they've come up with some competitive plays on some really good people their guy's been better than the other guy. But he has the ability to extend plays. He's made a lot of really critical plays with his feet, you know, avoiding sacks. He's a good thrower on the run. He's made some big plays for him, you know, running out of the pocket. Has a kind of a coolness to him and a poise that you don't really see in a lot of freshmen. He's very competitive. And the more I watched him, the more impressed I was with him. And, it seems like the guys have kind of rallied around him a little bit, and they're playing very hard.
And then as far as the defense of Syracuse, obviously your offense has known how to move the ball and has done a lot of successful things this year. What have you seen defensively from Syracuse heading into this matchup?
Well, I think they're better than they were last year. I mean, they do a lot of the same things, but I think they're better. They're a dangerous bunch. You know, they got three of their four defensive linemen back that we saw last year. Cameron Lynch, Will Backer's an excellent player, one of the leading sack guys in this league. Darius Kelly, their safety, I think, is a really, really good player. They played several guys in the secondary, but, you know, they blitz their safeties. They bring pressure from all levels. They're, again, very aggressive in how they attack you. They're not a passive bunch. They kind of force the issue on defense. And so, you know, from an offensive standpoint for us, we really have to do a great job of having these guys had it up. Because if you don't, kind of like what happened in the Wake Forest game, you know, next thing you know, your quarterback gets hit, the ball tips up, you know, defensive line picks it off and runs it in for a touchdown. And that's, you know, they had two scores on defense against Wake. And, you know, this is a team that plays with great effort, and again, with an aggressive mentality and from a play calling standpoint that forces the issue and makes you really be dialed in. You know, there's opportunity to make plays, but you better have everybody communicating and on the same page, and you have to make those competitive plays when they present themselves.
After hearing from Coach Swinney of the Clemson Tigers, we'll take a step aside here on WakeUpCallDT.com. You're listening to Coastal Connection as well as on your WakeUpCallDT free app. Now you'll hear from the great partners that help make what I do possible. I thank them so much for everything that they do, and I thank everyone that's gone out and utilized the services of my sponsors. I know that you weren't disappointed. Great food, great atmosphere. When it comes to finding a car, finding good food, helping out a United States veteran, so many ways to get involved, finding clothes for your team, clothes for yourself to work out, for the working woman, for the working man, for just relax fit through Dry Sick Apparel, for fan hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory. You can't go to a game without a pair of fan hands. Very inexpensive on fanhands.com. To Honda City, as I was talking about before, Carvel DeWitt, open year-round, no matter how cold it is, the flavor never changes. You can't tell your taste buds that it's cold outside. They still want that Carvel cake. They still want the wake-up call Sunday. To Borio's Restaurant, that's open all year-round, scenic, beautiful, best view in Central New York for a restaurant. Borio's Restaurant, where we're every single month, Rob Drummond talking football with me, as well as Adrian Autry talking basketball with me. So you get our live shows, you get an opportunity to go out and relax and have a great meal, lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch. The only day they're not open is Monday, every other day of the week. There with you, have great bar atmosphere, plenty of tables, plenty of televisions, interaction with the live shows that the Borio family allows us to do out there, and I cannot thank them enough for bringing us out there to do live shows. All of my partners, Job Corps, that's helping people get out of bad situations ages 16 to 24 to do good things in their lives, to make sure that your next step is with Job Corps, and that means your next step is in the right direction. To Cam's Pizzeria, that has multiple locations throughout Central New York, each location giving you a different feel, each location being a relaxed environment, a fun environment, that you can have it delivered to your house, that you can go get it yourself, specialty pizzas, cheeseburger pizza. You close your eyes, and it's like eating the best cheeseburger that you've had. I'm telling you, cheeseburger pizza at Cam's Pizzeria, you close your eyes, one of the top three cheeseburgers I've ever had in my life, and it wasn't a cheeseburger. Cam's Pizzeria doing so much, doing fantasy football with me, flag football leagues coming up that they'll partner with Carvel and I to do. So all of the partners with Dan Satora Broadcast Media, truly amazing. I drive a Honda. I got it from Honda City. So when I tell you to get a Honda from Honda City, I got one myself, and I'm leading in the right direction. So many different ways to get involved. 15 feet for free. You buy the book from a Syracuse basketball veteran, and you will help out United States veterans. He did it to help his father. He's raised thousands and thousands of dollars. You can continue to give back. All the ways that we have to get out to you and your daily life, it's a pleasure for me. It really honestly is. To know that I have so many different partners from so many different walks of life that they're going to touch you in some way at some point, you're going to need them, and to know that you need the product and to be able to direct you in the right direction, to bring you to somebody that I trust, to somebody that I appreciate, to someone whose products I use, is really a blessing for me, and I can't thank God enough how much my company has grown and just the opportunities that we've been able to have. So it does. I mean, it brings tears in my eyes. So thank you so much to my partners. You'll hear from them right now. You've heard from them throughout the show. And then we're back at it talking with more coaches from the ACC in Coastal Connection.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sick Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sick Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com. Welcome back here to Coastal Connection. You'll only find it through Dan Totora Broadcast Media on WakeUpCallDT.com and the Wake Up Call DT free app, which you can download for your iPad, iPhone, iPod by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That's WakeUpCallDT.podbean, podbean.com/mobile. And in the Google Play Store, all you have to do is search Wake Up Call DT and you can download it for free. That's Wake Up Call DT. D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. Download it there in the Google Play Store. You've heard from all the coaches that have matchups this week, but as I said to you, you will hear from every single coach. Nobody singled out here, even the coaches that had bye weeks this week. So we'll now head to Florida State. And you will hear my conversation with the Florida State Seminoles head coach, Jimbo Fisher, courtesy of the ACC teleconference audio.
Hi, Coach. How you doing today?
Hey, Dan. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Just wanted to go into a little bit of Carlos Williams and just what he's been to you, not only in a game in general, but at the end of a game, what he did against Clemson and, of course, what he did against Notre Dame, I should say.
Well, I think Carlos is the ultimate competitor. I think he's a total team guy. And I said that to him yesterday. I said, I'm going to pull him aside. And I said, boy, you played one heck of a football game. He only had 25 yards, but the type of runs he had, when he had them, picking up blitzes, had two critical catches in the game, and was coming off an injury that most guys miss a lot more time with than he did. And I think that's a great tribute to him as a person and as a teammate, that how much he cares and how much this team means to him and the way how hard he plays. And it was I thought he played very well in our football game. It was a huge part of our success.
And then as far as the team as a whole, just everything on and off the field that you've dealt with, the team has had a great response to adversity. And what can you say, not only with yourself as a coach, but with the rest of your staff and the team coming together and playing in games like this and being able to compartmentalize things and be able to go forward and win games like this?
Well, I think that's one thing you hit dead on. Our staff does a tremendous job with our players respect our staff, and our staff respects our players. And they do a great job of getting these kids in the right mindset and you know, making adjustments during the game and coaching and being with them all week, as far as not just as players but as people and helping them keep things in perspective. And our staff does a tremendous job, and we have a great group of players who believe in the system and the things we're doing and, you know, have a lot of character and are able to do that.
Moving on here to the Louisville Cardinals, this is my conversation with Bobby Petrino of the Louisville Cardinals in his first season as a head coach. When you say Louisville, you have to be very careful. If you ever hear me stop, you can't say Louisville, you can't say Lulville, Louisville. Because I talked to someone from Louisville, they take it very serious. You have to say it the correct way. Just like Syracuse isn't Syracuse. Just like Arkansas isn't Arkansas, even though some people want to call it that. And that's fine. It's your prerogative. We live in a free country. But Bobby Petrino of the Louisville Cardinals. I always have to stop and think and say it. Bobby Petrino here with me, the head coach of the Cardinals in his first season. Audio courtesy of the ACC teleconference here on Coastal Connection on wakeupcalldt.com and your Wake Up Call DT free app.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
Good, Dan. How's it going?
Doing well. I just wanted to check with you here. You know, some of the biggest things that you've learned about this Cardinals team. I know you talked a little bit about the defense and getting to know, you know, some of the staff that you have and whatnot. But as far as what you've been able to take away from the team as a whole and the success that you've had here in your first year so far.
Yeah, you know, we've got a group of guys that really enjoy football. They like preparing for it, so they like going to meetings. They enjoy going out to practice and competing against each other. And the thing I think that's really shown up on our team is in the fourth quarter, how competitive we are, and we've had to win some games in the fourth quarter to been able to keep our poise and play extremely hard.
And then as far as, you know, looking forward and the game that you have coming up next, I know you're going to have some time to get ready for this one, but what you've been able to see from Florida State and where you feel your team is at in going up into a big matchup like this?
Well, they're a great football team. You know, they're very strong offensively, defensively, special teams. It's exciting for us to prepare for a game like this. This is the type of games you like to play in and prepare for, so we're going to have a good time in doing it and excited that they're coming into our house to play.
We'll take another step aside here on Coastal Connection on wakeupcalldt.com and your Wake Up Call DT free app. When I come back, you and I will go into my final two conversations of the week with the coaches of the ACC, looking at the football Atlantic Division as well as the Coastal Division. Two more coaches had bye weeks, but they did not have a week off from this show. Coastal Connection. Coming up, David Cutcliffe of the Duke Blue Devils and Dave Doran of the NC State Wolfpack right here on Coastal Connection on wakeupcalldt.com, where sports meets life.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear, located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Back here on Coastal Connection on WakeUpCallDT.com and your Wake Up Call DT free app. Very happy to bring to you every single coach of the ACC, courtesy of the ACC Teleconference Audio, Coastal Connection, a new show that I've created for the 2014 season to bring you the coaches up and down the East Coast of the ACC, no matter who you love, who you appreciate, if you're a fan of the entire ACC, football in general, college football, Miami, Louisville, Syracuse, Wake Forest, all the teams of the ACC, whoever you're a fan of, always good to hear from all the coaches because at some point your team will face them. And for the football fans in general, happy to bring you everybody. And for those that are listening for the first time, giving it a shot, I hope you've enjoyed it. Listening to all the coaches, I try to ask each of them different questions that involve their team specifically, just to get them to really share with you what's going on with their team. Some of the questions you'll see as far as leadership and different things, different themes I have throughout the season, but always to make sure the coaches have a voice on Coastal Connection. And I thank the ACC for the teleconference audio and helping make my show possible to bring you my conversations with these coaches. We'll head now to the Duke Blue Devils head coach, David Cutcliffe, whose team was on a bye week this week, but who is still on my show. David Cutcliffe right now.
Hi, Coach. How you doing today?
I'm good, Dan.
Looking at this, I know you said you have an interesting situation this year with having a bye week, two games, and then another bye week. How have you kind of handled that going into it? And, you know, like you talked about recruiting, getting some guys better, how have you kind of scheduled it out to handle something interesting like this where you have a bunch of games, and then that short span, and then you have 5-10.
Well, we worked Sunday as a staff to clean up the last ball game and met with our squad and had a somewhat of a normal Sunday, a little lighter Monday, and let the players completely off. We didn't practice Sunday night with the players. They just kind of got their soreness out in the weight room, so we were able to give them two full days at the front of the week physically. And then we're going to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I like where we are from the football standpoint. We had a lot of tasks we had to accomplish, so we just put a schedule together for our coaches where we're able to split our time up in some Pittsburgh preparation film time, some look at ahead at a previous opponent or two coming down the road, and also some good time for recruiting meetings. And so a misnomer that you're not busy during a bye week. I think it may be that you're multitasking more. So we just put a good schedule together, and we've been able to adhere to that, and so we've been able to be very productive. And then, of course, we give the coaches off, all day Saturday, and they, as I said, that light day Monday. So hopefully they're refreshed as well.
When you do look ahead to the upcoming game against Pittsburgh on November 1st, what have you seen from them so far as you begin to work and assess that during the bye week once you get everybody back into practice?
Well, they're extremely physical. It's the first thing you see on both sides of the ball. Both lines of scrimmage are playing at a high level, and they play physical football. The quarterback's really come into his own, and he's the perfect guy for what they're doing because he can run it, he can throw it. They've got the right people in the right places, and then it's a challenge to try to tackle them. Their backs, you know, obviously are all big, strong. They do a great job. You know, they do a great job on defense. Nothing comes easy. So I think we realize that it's going to be that way the rest of the way. I think our players have that reality. They've looked at Pitt this week, and every one of them the rest of the way are going to be extremely challenging football games. And maybe that's good because all we can do is focus on one at a time, you know, and I think that's important.
We finish up Coastal Connection this week on WakeUpCallDT.com and the Wake Up Call DT free app for the Google Play Store, as well as all your Apple products, by hearing from NC State Wolfpack head coach Dave Doran, who's here with me right now. His team is on a bye week, but their next matchup, Saturday, November 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern against the Syracuse Orange, and I'm looking ahead with him at that Syracuse matchup to finish out Coastal Connection for this week right here on WakeUpCallDT.com and for those listening on your Wake Up Call DT free show app.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing fine, Dan.
As far as your upcoming opponent, I know that you have a bye week this week, but when you look forward to November 1st, how much do you know, have seen on Syracuse so far?
I've watched all of one side of the ball and plan on spending the rest of the night tonight and all day tomorrow getting through everything they've done for the first part of the season here, and then obviously we'll catch up with their Clemson game this weekend, but you know, I'll try to know everything that we're thinking about doing going into their next game and see if anything changes. You know, obviously they have an opportunity to put some more things on film, so kind of know what they like to do, what their tendencies are, what the matchups are, things that you have to be prepared for, and then watch it and put it all together on Sunday.
Well, can you say from what you know, I know you said you watched one side of the ball, what have you watched so far, and what have you kind of taken away as bullet points from that?
I spent a lot of time watching their offense yesterday and watching their defense today. You know, offensively, their backs are productive runners. You know, they're physical up front, and they've made some nice plays at receiver. You know, Israel's done some nice things down the field for them. They protect the football well. They don't turn it over a whole lot. You know, defensively, known Coach Shea for a long time. I've watched the defense for a long time, so kind of know, you know, the kind of pressures we're going to see and coverage package that goes with it. So him and Coach Canada actually worked together at one time. So I think, you know, that side of the ball we feel a little bit better about. And, you know, kind of have a mid-season change on their other side, you know, offensively with their play callers. So just seeing if there's any tendencies that are different there.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Coastal Connection, giving you the ACC up and down the East Coast. Every single opportunity that I get to bring you these coaches, I love it. It's a new show that I brought out for the 2014 season for the ACC to give you the Coastal Connection throughout the ACC, hearing from the coaches, getting to hear the visions, the thoughts, the feelings of coaches all throughout this great conference. Very happy to bring it to you. You heard from every single football coach this week in Coastal Connection. I look forward to bringing you many more opportunities, and I thank the ACC for the teleconference audio and helping me bring you my conversations with these coaches. For every single coach that I talk to on the show, and I would like to go down the line and thank each and every coach that was a part of Coastal Connection: Miami's Al Golden, Virginia Tech's Frank Beamer, North Carolina's Larry Fedora, Virginia's Mike London, Georgia Tech's Paul Johnson, Pittsburgh's Paul Crist, Boston College's Steve Adazio, Wake Forest's Dave Clawson, Syracuse's Scott Schaefer, Clemson's Dabo Sweeney, as well as those coaches that were on a bye week this week and still a part of the show: Florida State's Jimbo Fisher, Louisville's Bobby Petrino, Duke's David Cutcliffe, and the last man you heard from, NC State's Dave Doran. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't downloaded the app, make sure you do so. Wake Up Call DT.podbean.com. wakeupcall.com/mobile. For those of you that have Apple products, once again, wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. And for those of you using the Google Play Store, simply search Wake Up Call DT for the free show app. That's Wake Up Call DT, all one word, over 400 shows for you. And, of course, you could find me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter, at CallDT, CallDT. So many ways to get involved. I thank all my partners. Get involved with them today. God bless you. I'll talk to you soon. For all the coaches, thanks once again, and a thanks to the ACC for making the audio possible. I'll talk to you soon. This is Dan Tatora. And you've listened to Coastal Connection.